Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is a Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to have you with me once again. Amen. For this showing up for dailies. Amen. This is our prayer igniters to start your day. Amen. Showing up for dailies. It's taken from the model of prayer that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6. And in verse 11, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Scripture also refers to our Lord as the bread of life in John 6. So we show up for dailies to receive of him, to worship him, to acknowledge him, to surrender to him, to get wisdom and knowledge from him, to be healed and delivered by him. Not only does he supply us with our daily, our physical sustenance, our daily bread, he also sustains us in our entirety. So we show up, amen, we show up to the for the glory and honor of the Lord. Amen. Our scripture for today, though it's not noted, amen, in our introduction, it is from Isaiah chapter 40, and it's verses 28 through 41. Pray without ceasing. Please note that this program will generally end abruptly so that you may continue in prayer and move heaven. This series is a weekday series, and it is a fire starter to get your day going. Amen. And this one is going to be a little bit differently today. Amen. I am going to read the scriptures. Amen. In Isaiah chapter today. Amen. And this is just simply about waiting on the Lord. And I'm just going to entitle it Waiting on the Lord. As I was in prayer at 3 a.m., I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, amen, and I live in the Pacific Northwest. Glory to God. I get up every day, amen, it is during the week at 3 a.m. in the morning to pray, and I pray with a group of prayer warriors that is all over the world, amen, and I get up with them. They actually, the ones that are leading out this prayer, are actually on the east in the United States, and it's 6 a.m. there. But I get up at 3 in the morning to pray with them. Amen. And as I was in prayer, amen, I was and praying, and I received, amen, that word from the Lord about waiting on the Lord and how we position ourselves in prayer, and we are to wait. And sometimes we wait before the Lord, and we wait patiently, but many times we wait impatiently before the Lord. And no matter how we position ourselves, we cannot cause things to happen any faster than they're going to happen. So we might as well position ourselves to wait patiently upon the Lord, because the Lord is our provision, and he is going to bring those things to pass that he promised that he would bring to pass. Amen. The word that he spoke out of his mouth will not leave his mouth, amen, and not accomplish that he set for it to accomplish. It is going to perform that he spoke for it to perform. So it behooves us to waitingly upon the Lord, because the Lord is going to do exactly what he said that he is going to do. So it's up to us, amen, just to wait patiently on the Lord, amen, and be of good courage. Just wait patiently. Be strengthened by the words that the Lord, the words of encouragement that the Lord gives us, that he has not forgotten us, amen. He has not removed his blessing from us. We are the blessed of the Lord, amen. He has blessed us. He is renewing our strength. He is doing just what he said he's going to do. He is the breaker. He is the breaker. He is the breaker. And breakthrough is coming forth. He is the one with breakthrough in his hands. And victory is in the hand of the victor. And the victor is Jesus. It's in his hand. And Jesus is in you. So breakthrough is already in you. Victory is already in you, because Jesus is in you. Glory to God. To wait patiently on the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I came to say. amen, as we show up today, amen, as we show up, amen, to wait patiently on the Lord, amen, as he strengthens us this morning, amen, as he strengthens us, amen. Hear the word, amen, in Isaiah. Hallelujah, as the Lord strengthens us this morning to go forward in prayer and to go forward in our day, amen. He is renewing our strength, hallelujah, to go forth. He's renewing our strength, amen, as the eagle, amen. And we will walk and not faint. We will walk and continue to fight. We will not faint. We will fight. We will not faint. We will continue to fight. We will not faint. We will continue to fight. We will not faint. We will continue to fight. We will stand and continue to stand. We will stand and continue to stand, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We will stand and continue to stand, because this battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. We will stand and continue to stand, because the one who is standing in us is the God of war, and the battle is his. We will stand and continue to stand, because the warrior in us is God. Glory to God. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31, and it reads, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall fail and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Those that wait in the presence of the Lord, they shall not faint. And that's what we do as we come into the presence of the Lord in prayer. We wait presence of the Lord to be renewed. We wait in the presence of the Lord to be refreshed. We wait in the presence of the Lord to be revitalized. We wait in the presence of the Lord to be healed. We wait in the presence of the Lord to be refreshed. We wait in the presence of the Lord for our instructions. We wait in the presence of the Lord to go forth. We wait in the presence of the Lord. We wait in his presence to go forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I give you glory this morning. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord in all the earth. Holy, oh God. Holy is the Lord in all the earth, and all the earth holy are you, Lord God. I give you glory, Lord God. Holy is your name. Righteous is your name. Holy is your name. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God. For holy you are, righteous you are. Oh, Lord, and not a word that you have spoken to us will fall to the ground, Lord God, but it is established in us right now. We are healed because you said we are healed. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your power, Lord God. We thank you for your glory, Lord God. Every word that you have spoken, Lord God, about us, Lord God, about, hallelujah, our salvation, about who we are, our identity in you, Lord God. It is so. We receive it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we are strong because you said we are strong. We are victorious because you said we are strong, victorious. We are more than conquerors. You said we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Glory to God. We are healed. We are healed. Hallelujah. We are yours. We are yours. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you praise, Lord God, this morning. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you are God. We thank you because you are our Lord and our Savior. We thank you because you are our provider and our healer. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. You are our strength. We thank you, Lord God. Because even though our flesh would like to faint, Lord God, you, Lord God, are the might that rises up within us, Lord God. That though our flesh be weak, the might of the Lord rises. Glory to God Almighty. The might of the Lord rises within us. Oh, Lord God, you are the breaker in the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Breaking forth in our soul. You are the breaker in the breakthrough, breaking forth. You are the breaker in the breakthrough, breaking forth in us right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are the victory. Hallelujah. You are the victor in the victory in us, Lord God, giving us this victorious life, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. For breakthrough, Lord God, and each and every soul, Lord God, that is listening, Lord God, as we continue in our prayer this morning, we give you glory, Lord God, because we are victorious in you as we continue to pray, Lord God, for all those, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we are lifting up into your presence today, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, as we pray for every system in their bodies right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit move, Lord God, down through every system, Lord God, every organ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, down through the spinal column, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, down through every synapse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God, down through every nerve, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, let your spirit, Lord God, connect, Lord God, right now, Lord God, in every, Lord God, pain center right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and bring back homeostasis, bring back equilibrium, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we bind the spirit of infirmity, Lord God, and we loose supernatural healing, Lord God, back into the body right now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Lord God, as we wait in your presence, Lord God, as we wait in your presence, Lord God, to be renewed, to be revived, and to be regenerated by your power. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.